Hey.
I'm waiting for Diane. Diane, would you care to join us? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, Mr. Chair, I move we approve the accounts payable sheet. And we have actually zero checks going out for the regular cycle. We have some manuals for $2,236.78 and some payroll checks, cycle date 5-1 through 5-5 of $2,061.50. Total warrants approved of a very staggering $4,298.36. Noting that the county manager has reviewed and approved such.
Second.
Items of note, Tom?
As Mr. Munger stated, there's just a few payments. The checks that are going out are for family support registry and the payroll is for employees that temporary seasonal positions that are at
the airport.
Correct. Yeah.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 So, Mr. Chair, I. Oh, sorry.
Yesterday at our work session, we got updates from our county manager, our county attorney, our human services director, our planning department director, our purchasing director, and we reviewed supplemental budget resolutions with our finance director.
Okay, Mr. Chair. I move that we approve consent agenda items A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, noting that item B is a resolution 2017-104. Item D is a resolution 2017-015. And F is a resolution number 2017-016. Does that agree with you?
Yep, and those resolutions are...
The first one is proclaiming the month of May as the Building Safety Month. D is 015, and that is amending the outdoor or the zoning regulations concerning recreational facilities, outdoor retail. And F is approval and authorization to sign the resolution stating the value of public lands to the county's economy, recreation heritage, and quality of life, and opposing wholesale efforts to claim, take over, litigate for, or sell off federal public lands within Ralph County.
So I'll second the motion, and I guess, I don't know if Diane, you made the trip here, Mr. Chairman, if you want,
you want to come on up.
To allow her even
absolutely.
To
have
the agenda to
sure.
Give her spirit.
So would you like to make some comment on our public lands resolution?
I'm just here to say thank you.
All right.
Very much appreciate the effort and the collaboration. And appreciate it. And we plan to showcase it on Public Lands Day, May 20th. So
all right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming and visiting us multiple times.
Sure, yeah. You won't see me for a while. But yeah.
Oh, no, now that you're used to it, you'll want to be coming in all the time.
Bring your hiking goats next time.
I could.
Okay.
No. All right. Well, thank you very much, Diane. We appreciate your work on this as well.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Still voted, so. You want to call it? Call it? Excuse me.
Oh, there was no comment on the...
Nope.
Okay.
Just need
all those in favor say aye.
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 That's right. The real resolution, right?
We have Stephanie Martin from our Human Services Department. Stephanie, what do you have for us?
I have the grant application to benefit the Fatherhood Program that's going to the Yampa Valley Electric Association in the amount of $1,500. And these funds will be used for programming designed to increase fathers' positive engagement with their children. Specifically, the grant dollars will be used to partially fund the next round of the Nurturing Fathers Program, which is an evidence-based program that teaches parenting and nurturing skills to men, which is scheduled to take place in Oak Creek.
So anything, question? And so grant review committee looked at this?
Yes.
Yes.
So in your packet, you have the memo from the grant review committee that they have approved this grant application.
We do? Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah, I was looking right at it. Okay. Mr. Chair, I move we approve the grant and authorize your signature on the Yampa Valley Electric Association's Operation Roundup 2017 funding proposal totaling $1,500 for the program support for Rouse County for the benefit of the fatherhood program in Rouse County.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Work review years ago. The first one is 18. I'm sorry. 2017-018.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Seven. I just wrote this in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we got this one? It's 17?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
017 for the accounting supplemental?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
We're starting out here today with 2016 supplemental budgets. The first one we have to consider is a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund of county department personnel budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rouse, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund of county department personnel budget shall be increased $14,900 from $864,420 to $879,320 due to an accounting manager's change in allocation from the Department of Human Services to accounting and a temporary administrative position hired to assist with the implementation of the enterprise resource planning software. Funding is available from the accounting department grant training and continued education line items. Operations budget. The 2016 budget appropriation for the general fund accounting department operation budget shall be decreased $14,900 from $95,170 to $80,270.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 The next one will be
we have a
019.
Eight.
I'm sorry, it's eight. Right?
Okay, don't mess with
myself.
There you go. Okay. We have a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the Sheriff Personnel General Fund budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rouse, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for Sheriff Personnel General Fund shall be increased by $58,000 from $2,413,840 to $2,471,840 to fund the payout of holiday hours and health insurance changes in the patrol division. Unanticipated building use tax for new construction will fund the overages in the Sheriff Personnel General Fund budget.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next one is
019.
Correct.
We have a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund purchasing personnel budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rouse, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund purchasing department personnel budget shall be increased $5,100 from $209,870 to $214,970 to fund a pay scale for the purchasing manager. And a new pay scale for the purchasing manager and medical insurance not budgeted. Funding is available from unanticipated general fund building use tax.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-020, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the county attorney's operations general fund budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rouse, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund county attorney operations budget shall be increased by $13,000 from $13,870 to $26,870 to for professional services related to hiring outside legal counsel to represent the county's interest in the Peabody bankruptcy. Funding is available from unanticipated general fund building use tax.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-021, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund district attorney's operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund district attorney's operations budget shall be increased $13,100 from $50,600 to $63,700 to fund a new vehicle purchase for the district attorney's administrator to use for travel between Grand, Moffitt, and Rock counties. Funding for the Rock County's portion of the vehicle purchase is available from favorable personnel budget variances resulting from staff turnover. The 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund district attorney personnel budget shall be decreased $13,100 from $697,360 to $684,260.
So moved.
Second.
I have a question. That was, we've got two of them for operations?
For the district attorney. We got another one for district attorney.
So the first one is
021.
Is personnel operations?
Is
no, first one's for the car buy.
Oh, the car buy. Okay.
Yeah. We have resolution.
All those in favor say aye.
Oh, sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We have resolution 2017-022. A resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund district attorney's operations budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget appropriation for the general fund district attorney's operation budget shall be increased $21,300 from $63,700 to $85,000 due to additional trial and witness expenses for the prosecution of state matters. Funding is available from judicial reimbursement revenue, discovery revenue, and a favorable medical insurance expense budget variance due to staff turnover. The 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund district attorney personnel budget shall be decreased $3,000 from $684,260 to $681,260.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-023, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund motor vehicles operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget appropriation for the motor vehicles operation budget shall be increased $2,000 from $20,965 to $22,965 to fund additional postage costs for vehicle renewal notices. Funding is available from unanticipated county city vendor fee revenues in excess of the 2016 budget.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-024, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budget in the general fund elections operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the elections operation budget shall be increased $2,000 from $70,270 to $72,270 to fund additional costs for election judges during the 2016 election. Funding is available from unanticipated election billing revenues in excess of the 2016 budget.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-025, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund purchase of development rights operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget appropriation for the purchase of development rights operations budget shall be increased $735,700 from $1,652,320 to $2,388,020 to fund development right purchases. Funding is available from the purchase of development rights restricted reserve fund and the general fund.
So So I have a question there. So one place you've got 2388, and then on down the bottom on the amended budget, you've got 2386.
Okay, there's other additional, this is the purchase development rights line item that we have in there. There's additional operating expenses that are taking place in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll move that motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-026, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund planning personnel budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the planning personnel budget shall be increased $800 from $633,890 to $634,690 to fund additional wages for the minute taker. Funding is available from the planning operations budget. The 2016 budget appropriation for the planning operation budget shall be decreased $800 from $284,395 to $283,595.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-027, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund lead operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund weed operation budget shall be increased $220 from $62,845 to $63,065 to fund the additional motor pool mileage costs. Funding is available from the weed department's personnel budget due to employee turnover. The 2016 budget and appropriation from the general fund weed personnel budget shall be decreased $220 from $149,020 to $148,000.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-028, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budget in the general fund treasurer's personnel budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock County, Colorado, that the 26th budget appropriation for the general fund treasurer's personnel budget shall be increased $8,000 from $292,570 to $300,570 due to a termination payout and year-end payouts of overtime earned. The 2016 budget appropriation for the general fund treasurer's operation budget shall be decreased $8,000 from $150,025 to $142,025 to fund the increase in the treasurer's personnel budget.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-029, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the Treasurer's Operation General Fund budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the General Fund Treasurer's Operation budget shall be increased by $65,200 from $142,025 to $207,225 for legal fees associated with representing the county's interest in the Peabody bankruptcy. Funding was made available from Peabody Energy Corporation.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-030. Resolution appropriating additional sums of money to pay expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the general fund recycling department operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the general fund recycle department operations budget shall be increased $1,500 from $49,550 to $51,050 to fund the additional expenses in community waste disposal and hazardous waste disposal. Funding is available from additional receipts from recycling fees.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-031. A resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the General Fund Environmental Health Department operations budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the General Fund Environmental Health Department operation budget shall be increased $2,500 from $343,495 to $345,995 to fund the additional payments made to Northwest Colorado Health. Funding is available from additional receipts from Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-032, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the Veterans Personnel General Fund budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget appropriation for the General Fund Veterans Personnel budget shall be increased $590 from $25,890 to $26,480 to fund the actual personnel cost for the Veterans Service Officer. Funding is available from Veterans Operations, and the 2016 budget appropriation for the General Fund Veterans Operation budget shall be decreased $590 from $2,170 to $1,580 to fund the actual personnel cost for the Veterans Service Officer.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 20-17-033. A resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the Human Services Fund personnel budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock County, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the Human Services personnel budget shall be increased $32,580 from $1,949,860 to $1,982,440 to fund the termination payouts of accrued vacation and sick leave for four employees in the county attorney services directly billed to the Human Services Department in 2016. Funding is available from child welfare, federal and state revenue, adult protection, federal revenue, child support, federal revenue, route to work, local funding, and fatherhood local funding, and the Human Services reserve balance.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-034, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the health insurance operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 operations budget and appropriation in the health insurance pool shall be increased $1,490,000 from $3,241,820 to $4,731,820 to fund actual claim expense in excess of budget. In 2016, the county experienced high claims activity due primarily to large claims, which included 21 large claims totaling 46% of paid claims. Funding is available from specific individual stop loss insurance revenue of $357,000, internal service fees of $98,000, and $1,035,000 from health insurance pool reserves.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 We have a resolution 2017-035, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to create expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the motor pool capital budget. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock County, Colorado, that the 2016 budget appropriation for the motor pool capital budget shall be increased $10,600 from $221,610 to $232,210 to fund the replacement of a senior transportation bus. Funding is available from the motor pool personnel budget due to staff turnover. The 2016 budget appropriation for the motor pool personnel budget shall be decreased $10,600 from $139,800 to $129,280.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-036, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to defray expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the heavy equipment pool operations budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock County, Colorado, that the 2016 budget appropriation for the heavy equipment pool operation budget shall be increased $14,000 from $872,825 to $886,820 to fund the rental of the track hole for 7 months in 2016. Funding is available from the heavy equipment pool reserves.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 We have resolution 2017-037, a resolution appropriating additional sums of money to pay expenditures in excess of amounts budgeted in the Regional Building Department operations budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of the County of Rock, Colorado, that the 2016 budget and appropriation for the Regional Building Department operation budget shall be increased $7,000 from $280,715 to $287,715 to fund the additional expenses in motor pool mileage and cell phone expenses. Funding is available from additional receipts and building permit fees.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That's all?
That is. Thank you,
all
guys.
Right.
Well done. Thank you, sir.
Need a lozenge.
Yeah, I'll have to go ask Laura, right? Yeah. Go give me a candy or something like that, huh?
You always get a job in those high-speed advertising disclaimers at the end of the
day.
I, acting as chair, move that the Board of County Commissioners go into executive session to discuss the purchase, acquisition, lease, transfer, or sale of real personal or other property interest under CRS section 24-6-4024A. I caution each participant to confine all discussion to the stated purpose of the executive session and that no formal action may occur in the executive session. If at any point in the executive session any participant believes the discussion is going outside the proper scope of the executive session, please interrupt the discussion and make an objection. It is May the 8th, 9th, 2017, and the time is 11:34 a.m.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Emma? Okay, the time is now 11:50 a.m., and the executive session has been concluded. The following persons were present at the executive session: County Commissioners Corrigan, Hermosinski, and Monger, Claire Sollers with the PDR Board, Susan Linnea from our legal counsel, Deputy County Manager Dan Weinheimer, County Manager Tom Sullivan, Helena Taylor. The board limited its discussion to the purpose stated in the motion to go into executive session, and no formal action was taken. So now that we're out, just an oddball thing that came up. Somebody, actually it was Emmy from our GIS department, was talking about Zirkle and talking about how one of the things that, you know, they don't have cell phone reception up where she lives, somewhere up above the cog. And she had approached Wolf Mountain Ranch to ask about, potentially putting some kind of a transmission thing up there. And he said, no, there's just no interest in that. Would we have any appetite in future conservation easements to try to find some kind of an allowance, especially if we're conserving high ground? No?
I would.
I think there's probably some avenue that, I mean, if it, you know, the conservation easements are subject to condemnation as well, if there's, you know, that kind of thing too. So, you know,
okay, if it was that important for public good purpose, we would still be able to do it. Okay.
And, you know, I guess, you know, it's just like we talked about King Mountain. There's got to be other places that, there's a couple other mountains over there, yeah, that somebody else has got property that's not sitting.
The thing is, you want to use the disturbed areas though too. I mean, it'd be really rare that you'd want to go out and grab a mountaintop that's considered land.
But it also feeds into that longer-term discussion. At a certain point, we'll place so much stuff under permanent conservation easement. It's going to be tough. It gets tougher and tougher to do things.
So do we make a motion to schedule this for our agenda?
Yeah, you just give direction to staff to place this for next week's consideration.
So project 177A.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you these materials back. So
thank you.
Confidential. Great. Thank you very much.
So, and then,
just to clarify, you do want structure limitations,
yes,
and the conservation easement.
I don't know that structure so much as residential limitations.
Units.
Living units.
And we could limit it to the 35 acres now. I mean, we could just write into the conservation easement what our current regulations are. Why can't we do that? That way they're not subject to any further change of a later set.
Well, at the end of the day, if we paid $133,000, I want to know that I eliminated three potential residences.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we put it in,
says something different, though.
Yeah.
Than just saying our current regulations, because our current regulations would have
would allow for all five of the residences.
Well, I don't think any one of us said that we were short of the secondary units.
Okay.
Yeah. So we want to say that there's one residential unit per
primary,
with a secondary unit not to exceed 800 square feet.
Are you going to give me specific?
So at the end of the day, these two parcels shouldn't end up with, there shouldn't be more than a grand total of two primary residences and two secondary residences. Do I have that right?
How about ag buildings?
No, we don't care about ag buildings.
Ag buildings are not an issue.
All right.
Are we off?
Yep.
We're here for our 130 item. Christy, what do you have for us?
So this is a follow-up discussion for consideration to adopt amendments to the Planning Department fee schedule. This was last discussed with you all, actually, Tim, you may not have been here, April 4th. And we decided to check in with you all because it had been a considerable amount of time since our fee schedule was last updated, which was 2011. Since that time, we thought we'd just check in to see if our hourly rate and our base fees are what they should be for 2017. So during that review, we looked at 64 applications we had in our view permit application system software and had a discussion with Dan Strenad about what our fees should be for 2017. And he had recommended that our base fees, he recommended that they should be increased to the $134 per hour, which I guess a little background on that, Tim, it's that's how we come up with our base fee for each application. So it's the typical review time for each application type divided by 120. That's the current rate for our base fee.
Times.
So I,
times.
What I say, right, divide times. Times. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just seeing if you were paying attention. so I did attach here our current fee schedule in the packet, and I also attach on the Exhibit A, which is on page 7, I just listed here our typical reviews, just for the conversation, and what was discussed is raising our base fees to that $134 an hour, so I put in what the revised fee would look like. However, our last conversation with you all, you had recommended for the last half of that Exhibit A, which are the final PUD, plat correction, lot line adjustments, consolidation plats, and vacations. I separated those because those reviews require a red line review process, a plat review. And as it was discussed, it was clear that those applications generally take a lot longer. There's a lot of back and forth between the applicant, the surveyor, sometimes attorneys, and then our county attorneys. So it was suggested possibly maybe reducing those fees. So
we're not even charging out our county attorney, are we not?
No, we don't.
We're not.
They are going back into the county, the overhead for your department, though.
They are. Mm-hmm.
So, and again, I just wanted to reiterate that. So.
Right. So when I discussed this with Planning Commission last...
The one like Marabu that's still been out there for...
We just heard back from Dan Berkey on Friday after 3.5 weeks. But yes, that's a great example of how sometimes these
Wait,
can take a really
one second,
long time.
Though, if you're spending more time on these, why are the fees going down? I was assuming that they're going down because you're spending less time.
The base fee, and then they're charging out the
hourly. We would still charge out the hourly fee after we reach that typical review, the average hours. So just say final PUD.
But those are the average hours.
They are the average hours.
So for a plat correction, if the average hours are 5 hours, why are we not charging 5 times 133?
we could, and that's part of the discussion right now. So,
but what was the justification for lowering it?
It was a suggestion by you all of just saying possibly reducing the fees. So you wanted to look at what it would look like
so
to reduce the fee.
So there's some of them that don't cost, I mean, that aren't going to require that many hours. And so when we had our discussion,
yeah.
So it would be a lower base fee,
but then you were charging the actual cost above.
Yeah,
exactly.
So if it was a pretty straightforward application, you would just pay that base fee. But if it was something like an application that takes very long, we would still be charging that hourly rate. But Planning Commission, although they did recommend, if you wanted to go ahead and lower it, I don't think they felt strongly either way. But there were a few of the planning commissioners that suggested maybe just leaving the base fee as is instead of raising it like the other applications.
When you have average hours, is that median or mean?
It would be...
And mean being a true average.
Yeah,
so you have these skewers, these outliers that are skewing the average number. Because, I mean, I really think that the base fee should be tied to what you're really spending on these type of applications. And I believe it should be based on median, not mean. Because mm-hmm. I think you get these really strange...
You mean median, not average.
I want it based on median and not mean. And mean is average.
Right.
To be so, because you get these weird outliers like Marabu that could just really drag that base fee up. Whereas if you get rid of the outliers and you look at median, you're going to.
So I guess my question is, why are we even going to average for that anyhow? Well, the base fee should be, if you did it everything right, you should be credited for doing everything right.
That's right.
So it'd be the lowest fee. So I mean, whatever the quickest you could get it through, and then everybody else pays the additional fee that if they didn't do it right and whatever.
I wouldn't be opposed to that, but I don't think necessarily it's dependent on the applicant doing it right. It's how complex is it. Right?
I understand that. But if you had one that wasn't complex, or you did it and you did it right,
right?
Why should you get charged above? And again, if we started off with a low rate, then they know that they have to pay.
I'm fine with that
hourly.
Concept too. All I'm saying is when we talked about increasing and decreasing
right.
rates, all I was trying to say is tie them to what you guys are really legitimately spending on these,
right.
on the average, the median application.
And I think this average hours, that's what those are based on.
But do you think the average is much different than the median?
I don't think so. I mean, we do have a few
outliers.
And we're always going to have that, so it's really hard to...
But it's good to throw those out when we're calculating base fees and then just make those applications pay.
Right.
Their extra
so, I appreciate what Doug's saying in terms of rewarding someone that does a good job and brings it in, but if we have a lot line adjustment that, say, takes 5 hours and we actually believe that mm-hmm. that's $133 an hour, that's $665... I mean, are we really going to charge $480 for something that we put mm-hmm. $665 worth of effort into?
I think we're still going to be charging the $480 and then plus whatever it costs over that for the extra hours.
Is it over 5 hours or is it over $480 of cost?
It's over $480 of cost, I would hope, right?
How do you have that structured?
Yeah. So... let's just look at conditional use permit. So
5 hours.
5 hours. Right now it's $600. So what we do is after, just say if it only took us 4 hours to review that application, they still paid $600 and
right.
we're at a surplus, the county is at a surplus.
I understand that.
If it goes beyond 5 hours, so if it's 6 hours to review, they're charged, they already paid the base fee, $600, and then they are charged $120 currently for that extra hour.
Correct.
Now, what we're asking you is go to plat correction.
Okay.
If someone pays $480
mm-hmm.
and you divide that by 134,
mm-hmm.
so you've got 3-point-something hours.
Right.
Are you... credit.
Yeah, are you going to do it the 3-point-something hours or the 5 hours? You're going to give them 5 hours at 480, and what we're saying is we don't think you should.
Right.
And you should get it at $134 an hour.
And that is the, and that's what we, we're planning to do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of
so they would be charged at the new rate.
Why do we even have a basic fee? We just tell people when they come in, we're going to charge you by the hour.
Because we want to get, I think we want to get some money up front and make sure they're really interested in moving forward on it.
Okay.
And then that money is credited toward the hours that they're going to be used to be accumulated.
So right. If we take a $500 fee from somebody and it only takes 3 hours or
they
2 hours,
they don't get a refund.
They don't get a refund.
No.
You can change that.
And this revised fee for the last five on your Exhibit A, we don't have to reduce it either. I mean, we can leave it at the existing base fee rate, and from that point forward, if it goes over hours, we can charge them at the $134 an hour, and that's what was discussed at Planning Commission. Ultimately, they were really putting it on you to make that decision.
And I'm fine with that, too, this is kind of a whether it's even appropriate for the Planning Commission to even have, you know,
they felt the same way. However, it's in the zoning regulations, so that's why it was
like an amendment that's needed to the zoning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what kind of a burden would it place upon you to refund checks?
To what?
To refund? Because that would be the way to, you know, yeah, I can see get $600 from them up front, but if we only do $400 worth of work, write them a check for $200. And if they go over the amount, they pay us the amount. That way, you're getting reimbursed at an hourly rate for exactly what you do on every single project.
Yeah, you have the hourly rate and require a deposit of X.
It'd be a fantastic way to increase customer satisfaction.
Yeah.
To buy you refunds?
True.
You know, and that's why I'm fine with that, you know, but I'm just worried about additional bookkeeping. In the
that's my question.
And again,
I mean, that would be a good conversation for Dan, I feel like.
So, you know, it's kind of like...
Because you guys don't have a checkbook.
This is a policy decision.
Right.
This is a
And that's why we kind of went to this reducing.
You may not like it,
so
but...
So you're paying for less hours up front, but you're knowing that you're going to end up being paying more.
I really think you do it both ways, or everyone just pays the fee and nothing above and doesn't get anything back below. I don't think it's very good of us to just say...
We make money when it's good, but we never lose.
You know what I'm saying.
Exactly, yeah. It's a no-lose situation.
Well, I think historically you've been pretty close. You know, that's, you know, just trying to think back when that decision was made for no refund, but if it was... Yeah, typically it wouldn't be more than $100. And if it was a $50 refund, you've got more admin time processing a check. But, right, what's fair to the applicant?
And people like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm all right with that, too.
Okay.
Right.
I was fine with reducing. That's why we're heading toward reducing them, because
let's not reduce them and write the refunds.
And do we want
a certain minimum dollar amount. We're not going to refund people $22.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
So go to $134 an hour for your services.
For the base fee, right? And then beyond.
For the hourly rate.
Okay.
And there's nothing less than half an hour.
Okay.
We won't reimburse for more than a half hour. So
that's
then,
right.
If
78.
Or for less.
So we won't reimburse more or charge more if they come in.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think for bookkeeping purposes, I know in my business there was no such thing as anything less than half an hour. You apportion your time. I mean, we're not lawyers. We're not going to start doing, you know, every 6 minutes.
0.25.
The tracking needs to happen.
10 billing events.
And the county does what we deal with.
Yeah.
Through.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even bother me that we might lose a really small amount of money in bookkeeping, and that we can say with a straight face to our constituents that we're being fair either way this goes. If it costs less, you get the money back. If it costs more, you pay us. Yeah, it might cost us a little bit on administrative time, but from the customer's point of view, that sounds fair.
And then the two other items in Exhibit A had to do with deleting the subdivision improvement agreement category and fee from the fee schedule, because that's an item that's already handled as part of the subdivision review. So it was kind of, yeah, something that just needs to be deleted. And then C was to add clarification to the 1041 review category, which we didn't have in our fee schedule previously.
Okay. I don't know. I'll tell you the one thing I see here is I'd like to be a planner at Pitkin County.
$312
an hour. Do they really pay planners that much? I mean, they pay planners twice as much? $3,000
would be the overhead.
Yeah.
They got some serious overhead over there.
But as long as they're part of our salary survey, I'm okay.
All right.
So we throw out the highs and the lows, dude.
Yeah.
So since this was on for consideration and adoption, I could put it on a consent agenda with these revisions we discussed, right? Okay.
But before we make a motion, does Paul, do you want to say anything about this agenda item?
Okay.
Well, are we really doing it? No, we're not doing an action today, are we? We're giving direction.
Yeah.
And we'll take action on a future consent agenda item. We're just giving direction today.
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
All right. Good.
Should talk to Rob.